It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, and we are back again on the second episode of the 4Play Podcast Season 2, powered by Cool FM Canada. We got the goons in the studio, and we are about to get into the conversation. My name is Scarlett with a double T. And hey, check us out on social media. It's Cool FM Canada on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, facebook.com/CoolFMCanada. Go and check out our true potential. Leave all this radio thing alone. I got D Talkie Talk in the studio, Mega Hearts.
Yo,
and Mega with a double G.
What do you do?
Yo, and we're talking about the single goon. So if you're single, come closer and listen in. How bad is it to be single?
Very bad, bro.
I don't know why people think it's bad to be single, though, because like, that's the sweetest part of your life.
What is better than one?
You're on your own, making your own decisions. You know, nobody, you don't have to take permission from anybody.
Yeah, so see, here's what I think about
the definition of love. They are always talking about this thing.
You know what I think about single people? Single people, I mean, I'm actually make it sound like I'm trying to bash single people.
Bash away, so
go on,
with
go
you.
On, go on.
Right on.
I feel like single people are not honest. Mm. You know, because once someone is single, it's like, I don't even need a man. I don't need a lady. I mean, I make my own decisions. I got life. This. And that born a lie. It's like behind the scene, like God when.
I think they're the ones that created that God when, and then do that caption God when.
Because I mean, everybody likes company. I can understand that it's expensive to be in a relationship.
True.
For both sexes, you know, there's so much commitment and all. And some people will say they don't have money to go into relationship and stuff. But if they had the money, they don't mind getting into a relationship.
Yes.
I've been single before. I'm not single anymore. I mean, single life is not bad, but I think it's better when you got someone. If you ask me though, I could give you reasons from my own side. Some people have been single. I mean, we're engaged or involved with someone and their life was terrible.
Yes.
The moment they left that and started living on their own, they've been living the best life. Mm. So it's not exactly the same for everyone. Yeah. But I think most single people know they talk true.
And another thing with single people come to the front of the congregation. Anytime you want to make an example of a relationship, you always go for the bad ones.
Yes.
No, that's now, not true.
Hold on, this is not us saying that all relationships are 100%. No, relationships have their ups and their downs as well. But just like Scarlett said, when she said, you know, you don't have to take permission for someone. There are some relationships that are just smooth. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Seamless,
you ain't
got
to go.
Right?
Yeah, you ain't got to go through that stress of having to say, hello, my love. What am I going to put on today? Do you like my hair? No, you guys just have that understanding.
Yeah.
Communication is easy flowing. You know, the way he or she would, you know, criticize you to be in a constructive way. So that is the type of relationships that we want single people to go into so that they leave this their miserable state.
But the problem is that those relationships, as you just, you know, mentioned, are not very, you know, common. You don't quickly see people who want to do those kind of things. People these days just want to have fun, have sex, and then go. They give you that commitment or consistency like 40% of the time. And then the other 60%, they are doing self-love journey. At the end of the day, right, it's just easier because you're not expecting anything from anybody. You're not expecting somebody to call you, check up on you. You're not expecting someone to, you know, remember to your birthday. You're not expecting, you're just on your own in your own world. That is the good thing about being single.
Does it ever get boring though?
Well, there's
like that,
no
that one
there,
time where you
naturally,
like, you know,
naturally as a human being, you would crave, like, you know, someone that you can talk to, lean on, cry on. Maybe something good happened to you and you want to tell it to somebody. You would want that special person. But at the end of the day, when you think about the cons, man, I beg you.
Just leave me. God is controlling me, okay?
Let everybody just stay on their own.
I beg.
Mega Hearts, so far now.
Okay.
Single life, is he robbing you?
I don't think Mega Hearts is single. Are you single?
For now.
Guys, he's single.
Mega Hearts.
Send a DM.
Mega Hearts is not single.
It's Mega Hearts' voice.
Right?
On Instagram.
It's not single. right? And I think being single is not bad. It's not bad. It just depends on the person, right? Some people just want their mental space and time at a certain time and moment. And it's best if you're single. Now, there's a lot in relationship. Relationships are really crazy. They will take your time, your blood, your money, your everything. You just have
you got me scared when you say blood.
Well, are you doing the whole Megan Fox thing?
You really have to decide, right? But I think being single also too is real fun. You're free to go out anytime, come back anytime, do what you want to do. Meet anybody. Nobody is holding you back. You can change things in your life. At least it's like the best time to make the mistakes you want to make. Go to Kano, leave Akwa Ibom where you were. Go to somewhere else. Do those things. Explore right now. Find out more. Fuck shit up. Get it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Is all this a shower vibes? To be honest, I'm telling you.
All these phrase sexuals.
They just want to live a loose life.
They are
screaming, being single is nice. It's not for anything. It's to do a shower.
We know. We've been seeing them. Those ones that will tell you.
So the people that are married and are still doing their shower.
No, I mean, because my people say, oh yeah, being single is because so that they can hit here. It's not like they've realized, oh, being single is I'm just on my own. That's not it. They're not on their own.
They're scared of commitment.
It's just they don't want any commitment. They want to be able to chop here or have their cake.
No, those ones are scoundrels. Those ones are literally, they don't know what they want. Like being single, when you say I'm single, it means I'm working on myself, you know, just taking care of myself. But I want to ask, like the married men up in the studio.
We in here.
You know, I was just saying it before you came. Every time listening to you on radio, you've been saying, you've been calling our names as the married men.
The married men up in the studio.
Which one is this thing that you have been doing?
Exactly. Imagine you were single. Will you have
I'm not saying I'm hiding my marital status, but why are you always shouting that I'm married? Why? I know I'm married. Leave me now.
Okay, so Detox and Mega.
Yeah.
What does it feel like, that transition, you know, moving from being single and then, you know, getting into this institution? What does it feel like? Do you miss it?
Well, I I've never really been single because I've never been the single type.
I shall go by.
On God, dude, I'm not even going to lie.
To be very realistic, I do not like to lie.
Well, it's not a shower per se. I'm a lover boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've never really had that point where I'm like, okay, I have to be all by myself. Maybe because I've got like really close friends, you know, who we kind of like, we vibe so much that sometimes it almost feels like the same satisfaction
shit
that you get from a relationship, besides the whole sexual thing.
Is vibe. They all these people,
they know the words.
They are friends with girls. They are saying we vibe.
Do you understand?
They are having sex.
No. None of that is involved. We just have good. Wait, what's the name they call it? Platonic, Abby. Yeah, the relationship is just there. We cool, you know what I mean? So, those that. Now, transitioning has not really been a big deal for me because it still feels like I'm in a relationship, you know, with wifey. We are like really, really good friends. So, going into marriage kind of like felt like it's just an extension of
I think I like it that way.
They're transitioning very well. Are you ready to walk? You that you're single talking about, you want to be single.
Like it that way.
Are you ready? This is what we're talking about, single people. The example that Detox gave.
It's not, you know, it's not easy for everyone to make the transition. And not everybody has the luck to be, you know, marry somebody they've been friends with. I mean, I happen to be in that position too. I mean, I know my wife for like, 9 years before we got married. So, it was just
That's a long time. That's the part that I wish I could have. And it's funny because
Scarlett, you can see have it.
Wait,
married men.
Scarlett, you can see have
really married man now.
Wait,
do you want Detox to tell you some of the things he had to go through?
I'm talking about this being knowing somebody for a long time and then you guys getting married.
Exactly.
I feel like that one is like a lot. Not easier because there are still going to be things that you would encounter, but it's a lot more understandable between the both of you when you've known yourselves for a long period of time.
I
really hate this concept of I just knew someone for 6 months.
And now you get married. I think maybe the person you're going to get married to, you already know the person, Scarlett, right now.
How do I know the person?
You know the person, maybe. Who knows? We never know. But I think you know the person.
Is the confidence with me?
Is this like a proposal?
Is it confidence? Are you saying you know who you're with?
That's why I say I'm not single.
This just wanted to be a reverend father. Let him just.
Yes, that's very true. Yep.
So let him just join me.
My friends used to call me Father Dan.
What happened, Detox?
Please officiate this gathering, sir.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
What happened?
Tell us. See, let's concentrate on how bad is it to be single.
Being single is not bad. It has its pros.
But do you feel like the present generation have a threshold that is not difficult to get to? Little things get to them and they're like, you know what, peace out of this relationship.
Yeah.
Because when Detox said, look, we've been together for 9 years, when he said it, I envisioned like
a lot
what
of bad the,
oh boy. Lots of I'm not doing again, getting back together, I'm what we are done, getting back together. I'm like, yeah. Will the present generation be able to withstand that?
Honestly, I feel like some older people, like people that were born that time, like you guys, you and Detox.
You and Detox,
not
mega.
Only will they put us in the married people's category.
They're calling us baby boomers.
Now they are calling us very old people. Oh boy.
Oh my God. But I feel like people like then really. I think young people now have really been able to camouflage their life so well that you don't, it's the same thing. Nothing has really changed. People are still living the same life. People are still staying and regurgitating relationships over and over and over again. But on social media, of course, they're going to come out and say, look, if they do this thing to you, leave, you know? If the guy does this, that person that's telling you if the guy does this has probably gone back to her ex like, what, 10,000 times?
Right. Shout out to Davido and Choma.
You know? So at the end of the day, people are actually still living these lives. People get married to people they've known and they've stayed with and they've suffered with and they've broken up with a couple of times, but they will never say it on social media. And if you want to follow what people are saying, you will be single for the rest of your life. As long as there's nothing wrong with being single for the rest of your life anyways.
Well,
honest, as long as you can deal with it.
If you can deal with it.
As long as you can deal with it.
I read a report.
No problem.
People who are single, the chances of dying is higher than
exactly.
People who are in a relationship. I'm telling you, this is a scientific.
You want people to live long.
This is a scientific study.
You get to imagine why do they call
5% chance of you getting a heart issue because you are simply single is greater than people that are in a relationship.
What is the because it's people that are going to in the relationship that are having heart.
I don't know. Maybe
now.
Loneliness. It's easier for you to slip into depression because you are single.
True.
Than people who are engaged. You mean you've got someone to speak to. There are so many things that sometimes you don't just want to bother anyone with it because you're single. Mm-hmm. However, it's like you're obliged to talk to someone when you're in a relationship. So one way or another, you let go of certain things and you take off that stress.
Yeah.
But the single who
becomes your therapist.
I mean, Scarlett, I'm not wishing this for you, but imagine how you are in Kano. Mm-hmm. You're single and then you fall ill.
Yeah.
That thing is a problem, oh. Who's going to look after you, man?
Well, even if I was in a relationship, I don't even like the short distance relationship in the first place. Mm. So if I was to have a relationship, it would not be in Kano. So I would still be on my own.
No. Are you saying you like long distance relationships?
Yeah, I like long distance
relationships. My girl, you want to travel far?
No.
Why are you bringing him into the conversation?
I mean, what's the essence of a relationship if you guys are not in a relationship?
I don't know. Short distance relationship freaks me out because.
So what are you guys doing? Where's the intimacy?
Calm down now. Let me tell you what they fuck.
For this long distance. So now, if you want, you now travel to Lagos once in.
That's the interesting fucking part.
Oh, for real?
And you actually make.
Have you seen the price of flight tickets?
Do you know what Nigerian roads are saying now?
That's why I am single.
Wow.
Because present times is like I would try.
Long distance relationship is just saying, they do your own, may I do my own. Because people, they say body no be firewood.
Yeah.
It gets to a stage where they could just, you know what I'm saying? not everyone, some people may not, they respect whatever they are into. But however, I mean, I don't understand why, well, you have your reasons. Say it's more exciting if it's long distance, but I think it's better if it's short distance.
Yeah, I think it's better if it's short distance.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
Alright, so in case you are still stuck on listening to us, don't forget that you can just pick up your phone and follow us on social media, Cool FM Kano on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, facebook.com/CoolFMKano. It is the 4Play Podcast Season 2, Episode 2, okay? Ooh, that almost sounded weird, but yeah, that's what it is. Check it out and keep listening to Cool FM Kano. So, we were talking about this single life thing.
Yeah.
Right? And your long distance, short distance, I feel like in your young age, Jerry, just some excitement. I don't know. And all the relationships I've been in have never been short distance relationships.
You know, another thing is some people hurry up into this, I want to date someone at a very young age.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you've missed a lot in your life. Because no doubt being single gives you that, there's that liberty. You just do whatever you want, try stuff and see what it is. But if you get into a relationship too early, it seems like you miss a lot. And then sometimes you could start misbehaving while you're in a relationship, right? Because you feel like, man, I've missed out on life.
There's a lot you seem to
that
taste.
Kind of thing. So, I wouldn't say it's like a death sentence to be single. Not at all. If you find happiness in it, that's on you. But I would think, if even single people, if they had to choose, more single people would choose relationship than not.
Sure.
As soon as they find person, they will come on social media and say na mumu they love. But then get mad.
And you know, speaking about
the wicked to men.
Men has come. Well, talking about relationships and I think going back to what you guys are saying, I feel things are evolving and changing. Mm. Now in Africa, we just have this African thing and tradition that when you get married, stay with your partner. One partner, stay married. Mostly Christians, right? Don't get a divorce, just be there. But things are changing right now. Mm. People are getting divorces, and I think it's developing and going, spreading into young people and relationships too. Mm. Yeah, so I feel young people, oh shit, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Shout out to young people.
That's what happens when you're not in a relationship.
Where you're single.
I remember. There's a research I saw that young people or people who are not in relationships stand the chance of getting a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
There's research that
so
says
we've
that.
Talked about losing the possible dying early according to detox. Now we're talking about mental health. Now it's mental health that is involved. Look, just like detox said, and the funny thing is I'm particularly concerned about the present generation because of how easy it is for them to let go of some certain things. Now, how many relationships can we count these days where the other person is willing to slog it out? This guy might not be the right person, but I'm willing to stay with him. I'm willing to build
with him, right?
Yeah, let him get a better life. Very little. Before you know it, you are done. And then all of you people want to be romancing the single life. Show them one sweet relationship like this. Pew, and they are gone. And they'll continue to advise their friends just like Detox says. So please, my single people, brothers and sisters, relationships are not all bad. Take your time. When you get a new one and it's good, you jump into it. It's okay for you to be single for a little bit, but making singlehood a lifetime commitment. Umbanukwano.
So what's the conclusion?
Megas, when are you going to get into a relationship?
Exactly.
You know that the single life is now something you're not thinking about.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know on the 25th of December, 2022.
We have been able to convince Scarlett to get a man.
No, you guys haven't.
We have.
You haven't.
Oh, well, I
threw in some scientific
from a long
studies.
Distance relationship.
The moment I say they may die on Scarlett, say, hey, God. Slide into her DM and you know what I'm saying?
Be reasonable.
And that's not all though. 2 weeks, was it last week? I told Scarlett that love will find her.
But the love
theme
that
on the road show.
No.
And towards the end of the week, Scarlett, what happened?
I not find man.
You found what?
Love in another form. It was not man.
See, that's the first form. It will come in another form this week that we're about to enter. So believe in it.
Oh my goodness. Megan is definitely our soothsayer. But hey, thank you so much for joining. joining us on the 4Play podcast. Check out the other episodes. And yes, there's a season 1, episode 1 to 13. Go check that out as well, so you can get, you know, conversant with the conversation. We'll see you on the next episode of the podcast. And this is powered by Cool FM Canada. Don't forget to follow us on social media. It's Cool FM Canada. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.